Hello, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that over there is Ben. He came back.
And that's Brian. He's always been here.
And Ben,
he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Yeah, I just finished my one big job of the year a couple weeks ago, so now I have to start building toys again soon.
Sure.
So I figured I'd get a couple of podcasts out of the way so that I have time to build the toys.
Good. I feel like you had a big question to ask because you said, Ben, and then I interrupted you.
I don't have a big question to ask. I was just going to talk about what we do here.
Okay. What we do is that we crave attention. And so each week we show up.
That's so good. That should just be the intro to the podcast. Hey, welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. We crave attention.
And so each week in our insatiable thirst for public acclaim, we draw three cards off the top of a tarot deck, and in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
And then we also do a card of the week for everyone who didn't get their question answered.
Because you crave attention too.
And then we do an outro, which Ben is going to get back to loving.
I love it. I couldn't stay away, Brian. I craved the spotlight too much. Couldn't let the soundboard show me up.
That's understandable. That's why I just have an open podcast policy. If you didn't show up, somebody would have showed up to co-host with me today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but I was glad when I saw you.
Okay, thanks.
So should we go ahead and jump right into Queerant's Corner? I feel like that's fast. Don't we normally have something to waste people's time with?
Normally, but also we can jump into it. We'll probably find it when we get there.
All right, well, let's jump right into Queerant's Corner then. Here we are.
You know, it's like the BS is always in the last place you look, you know?
Yeah, and we seem to be able to find it pretty well, too.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find some here.
Well, this week we're using a deck called the Darkness of Light Tarot.
Don't we normally read the question first?
Do we?
That I don't know.
Makes a lot of sense. And
we read the question first, and then we talk about the deck long enough that everybody forgets the question, and then we circle back to repeat it.
Oh,
the way you're suggesting makes a lot more sense, but it's not how things are done here.
Yeah, it's not what we do.
And although it is the first Monday of the new year, probably not a great way to start by trying new things.
Yeah, let's try not to try anything new this year.
Let's just the same old show.
Yeah.
In fact, let's just replay
play old shows.
Yeah. Nobody would know. That's so long ago. Like, that's the thing that frustrates me is that there is a podcast that I listen to, and I know they play like rebroadcasts of old ones.
Oh, yeah.
But then I don't always, they don't label them as rebroadcasts. So
that's
I'm
dirty.
Not sure. Because if they labeled it as a rebroadcast, I would definitely skip it because I listen to it each week. But the fact that I don't realize it's a rebroadcast or I'm uncertain means that obviously I could listen to it again because I didn't remember it.
Yeah, you either didn't listen hard enough last time or it's been long enough that some of that information's been lost.
So then
it's like falling asleep watching Netflix and not knowing what episode you stopped on.
Oh, I've never had that experience, but
watching Netflix.
Yeah, watching Netflix. I'm not sure what that's like. My wife keeps asking me to, and then I keep batting it away. But yeah, it's like that. So I'm like, do I listen to the rebroadcast? Should I be listening to rebroadcasts?
It depends, because you listen to really informational podcasts.
A lot of the
you?
Time.
Yeah, I listen to mainly comedy podcasts and then some that are informational, but I don't ever listen to rebroadcasts there.
Okay.
Sometimes one of my podcasts will promote another podcast by playing a secret episode. Mm. And then if I like that other podcast, then I have to skip the first episode because I've already heard it.
Right.
But sometimes it's two podcasts that I already listened to all the way. This is a boring story. So,
well, see, we found the BS.
Yeah, somebody should stop me when I do this.
It's not going to be me.
Well, the question this week comes from Bunny from the UK. And Bunny says, Tarot Bros, what can I do to start making and saving more money than I have previously?
All right.
Short and sweet.
Here's my pre-advice.
All right.
At least on the saving money part.
Yeah.
Don't spend it.
That is good advice.
Take it and put it in the bank or under your mattress or whatever you want, but not into somebody else's coffer.
So here's the thing is when you want stuff, people ask for money.
Right.
Like when you want a place to live or when you want to like put food in your body or anything like that, people want your money.
Okay.
And that is always what has gotten in the way of me saving money. That and the horrible, horrible tarot deck habit that I
was going to bring that up, which is to say that, yes, you can't avoid giving your money for those other things. But I've also seen you spend money on a lot of tarot decks. And so have the listeners. They've heard it, at least. And yep. I think you're drinking that Starbucks very loudly into the microphone to note another thing that you've spent money on this morning.
I think what we can all agree on is that no money spent is money wasted, right?
I don't know that Bunny would agree.
Yeah, I'm not good with money. I don't have any pre-advice. I spend my money frivolously when I have it and when I don't have it.
Okay, I feel like I'm pretty good with money.
All right.
And my advice is don't spend it. But more than that, I don't know that I consciously say this to myself, but if I want something, then I don't buy it. And I wait a couple weeks and then I decide if I still want it or if I even remember that I ever wanted it.
Yeah.
So
delayed gratification.
Yeah.
As money saving tool.
So sometimes I want things and then I never follow up. And then this summer I played a board game that I really liked. It is a $140 board game, which is insane.
That's a lot.
Excessive.
For a game of Boggle.
Yes. But it is the game of Boggle that Salvador Dali owned. So
whoa.
It's the price is jacked up. It's Banksy Boggle. That's a better joke. So put that one in.
I'm going to put both of them in.
Okay.
Because I like the idea of watching Salvador Dali push down the Boggle thing.
All of the letters are different. There's Hebrew letters and Russian letters and
the
Arabic letters.
The dice are made out of semi-solids, that's called when you make cornstarch and water together.
Yeah.
That's what the dice are made out of. So they all just melt down together.
See, we found the BS. We found it. We always do. Anyway, to get back to my story, which is I played it in the summer and then I wanted it, but I didn't rush out and buy it. Instead, I waited until this time of year when people were giving me money as gifts.
Mm.
And then I bought it.
Well, it sounds
I still wanted it. But then there are other things that I'm like, oh, this was fun. I want this. And then in a week, I'm like, eh.
My wanting to acquire new things never goes away. When I see something that I want it. And then if I have the money to buy it right away, then I do. And if I don't have the money to buy it right away, I just long for that item until I can finally buy it. Things never get pushed off the shelf of what do I want?
My advice wouldn't work for you.
It probably would if I could apply it with the discipline that you bring to your entire life, I believe.
Well, that's my saving advice money. And my making advice money is not any easier.
No?
Because it also, I think... Now I'm finding that all of my advice goes back to discipline and willpower.
Ugh.
Because the making money advice, at least the advice that I have, one, don't quit your job and go back to graduate school. That's a bad way to make money.
That's a bad way to make money.
So don't do that. That's a bad idea. But in terms of all of the other things that make me money in my life, mostly for example, tarot.
Yeah.
Is something that I would not have expected to make me money in my life, but I did read at that party. And
yeah, and you've read at Pride before.
And I've read at Pride before.
At Grove Fest.
And all of that came down to the fact that I started reading tarot, and it took me about a year and a half to get good enough at it, and practicing every single week here with you in your attic and various other places that we recorded this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, I got paid for it.
So the real advice is spend money to make money. Because
I don't know that I said that.
In order for that to happen, I had to buy hundreds of tarot decks.
See... This is a conversation for another time. Do you have any other pre-advice about making money?
No, I have horrible money advice. No one should listen to my advice about money, which is why we're going to the cards.
Welcome to the Willpower, Discipline, and Money-Making Advice podcast.
Starring not Brian Dooley.
So
I'm just a comic foil to that podcast.
I think maybe we should think about that because people love to click on things that are about making money. The Ben and Brian Making Money, Losing Weight, and Finding Spiritual Fulfillment podcast would probably...
Today.
In 5 quick steps.
Yes.
Would get us a lot more listens than the Amateur Tarot podcast.
Probably.
Which is sleeper great advice, but nobody knows.
Yeah, so...
The Amateur Tarot podcast subtitle, Lose Money, Find Happiness, Find True Love.
Lose money?
Lose money, gain weight, find love.
The Brian Dooley story.
At least you found love. All right, let's go to the cards.
Let's go to the cards. This week we're using a deck called the Darkness of Light Tarot, which I hinted at before by saying this week we're going to use a deck called the Darkness of Light Tarot.
What a fast and loose podcast we're having today. Now, the Darkness of Light Tarot is a deck that you would look at, like, I would hand it to my wife and she would say, ah, the Game of Thrones tarot deck.
Oh.
Because she wouldn't know about Game of Thrones. And I know precious, well, I know enough about Game of Thrones.
There are two wolves on the back.
There's two wolves on the back. And then, like, all the pictures are, unsurprisingly, dark and show, like the King of Blades is a man sitting in a throne, pensive. And there's, like, the Two of Coins, which is a woman in the field carrying coins. And there are knights, like there are in every tarot deck. But it's all sort of medieval-ish.
Yeah.
Like, dark medieval imagery, which could make one think. Look at the Four of Blades is just swords in, like, a gravestone in the winter. That could be the White Walkers or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a winter-themed medieval deck.
Yeah, so it's very Game of Thrones-y in that way, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, it's like if sci-fi decided they were going to make a Game of Thrones type series.
Oh, yeah.
So it has all the same feeling, all the same camera work, all the same like wardrobe and everything, just different characters.
Yeah, and it's a nice little deck. 4 stars.
4 stars for the Darkness of Light, not a Game of Thrones tarot deck.
The Darkness of Light, not a Game of Thrones story.
Oh, even so, the Darkness of Light even kind of mirrors Ice and Fire.
There you go. I think a sleeper Game of Thrones deck.
Yeah, the Darkness of Light, a sleeper Game of Thrones deck.
There it is. Now, we were so worried at the start of the show that we were moving too fast.
And now we're probably not even going to get to the end of the show.
Probably not. So that's some advice for you. Is like, yeah, don't worry so much about filling the space on your podcast, because you will.
And that's just free advice. We didn't even need the cards to give you that advice.
No, that's free. And we didn't charge you for a course.
But that's the next thing we're going to be doing, is charging people so that they can learn how to gain weight, lose money, and find love.
You know, we laugh, but like, wouldn't that be the dream? Because losing weight and making money is hard. So if you could still gain weight and lose money and still find true love.
And still find, yeah, because once you have true love,
that's, you don't need those other things.
The Beatles tell me that is literally all I need.
Exactly. And so now that I'm coming around to it, this is a very popular course offering. You don't have to improve yourself in any way. In fact, you can let yourself decline precipitously mm-hmm. and still find true love.
Yep.
And we'll tell you how for 90 payments of
$99.99 each.
Yes.
But there's a payment plan for people that are a member of the Facebook group, and then it's only $99.99 one payment.
Okay. Wow, join the Facebook group. Yeah. Savings, huge savings.
I'm a big fan of the people in the Facebook group.
They're good people. All right.
All right.
Bunny's question.
Oh yeah, let's circle back around.
Start making money and saving more money than I have previously. Another great New Year's question. Good resolutions. Flip.
The Queen of Wands.
All right. The Queen of Wands shows a woman in a field, and there's like a dogwood tree in that field, and she's got a cat with her. She's holding a wand. Cool.
Pretty standard Queen of Wands stuff, except mm-hmm. there's no throne.
She doesn't need it.
Nah. She looks pretty confident there. And the Queen of Wands is about following your passions. It's about really being, having like a full awareness of what you're passionate about and how that fits into the grand scheme of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what you've been coming up to lately, is prioritizing the things that you're passionate about and doing the things that make it either easier to do the things you're passionate about or make it so that you...
You're on a roll. Keep going.
I forgot the words that I was saying. I really did forget what I was saying.
You were saying that Bunny's prioritizing the things to pursue their passion.
Yes. Let's just leave it there. And if I come up with another thing later...
You'll say it.
...to finish my original sentence, then I will.
Now, Bunny doesn't give us a lot of background information, so we're going to have to intuit some of it. And I think that perhaps one of Bunny's hobbies is painting those Warhammer 40K figures, and that's a very expensive hobby.
Mm-hmm. It is a very expensive hobby. They also are, I realized from this card, that Bunny is probably an amateur arborist.
Mm.
So just really into trees.
Okay. I guess trees can get expensive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next card. Flip.
The Knight of Wands.
Okay.
I watch Ben shuffle this a bunch.
We're de-evolving.
So Ben, do you want to talk about the night, or you want to talk about what it looks like?
Yep. Looks like a knight on a horse holding a big tree branch. And that's what we have.
That's what we have. It's a big horse. That horse.
Is it more like a Knight of Coins horse?
Is impressive. Yeah.
All right. So the Knight of Wands, also about pursuing your passions, but doing so in a way where the Queen of Wands is a bit more sophisticated in how she pursues her passions. The Knight of Wands just races into things.
Just goes
much like
right
Brian
after.
Describes his buying habits.
Yeah, my buying habits are very Knight of Wands.
He gets excited about something and then he just goes for it without thinking about the consequences.
Ben's buying habits are the King of Coins.
Mm.
Anyway, the Knight of Wands here indicates that you have, from the Queen of Wands, you've prioritized all the things you're passionate about, and now you're in a position where you can just go the heck after those things that are most important to you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sure.
Does that work for you?
It works. I think I haven't figured out how all this fits together yet.
Well, we don't know what the future has in store yet.
Let's find out. Flip.
What? Il Gerofante.
Gotta be the Hierophant.
I think it's the Hierophant, and... yeah, it was with a G, but I think that still makes the H sound.
Interesting. Well, here you have some sort of religious figure, and he is sort of like, looks like he's seeing something, like in the future, like future sight. And there is somebody holding his leg in an odd way, like asking for help.
A supplicant.
Yes. There's the moon in the background shining through like a broken ceiling. Creepy. All right, so... El Gerofante is an authority figure, and this card is all about following the tried and true way.
Yeah, doing things the way that have always made sense. Tradition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now that I've seen the future, I feel like I know how to put this together.
Oh my gosh, you are El Gerofante.
All right, we'll see how I do. I want to talk a bit more about El Gerofante, and then I'll maybe like Quentin Tarantino kind of talk about the end and then work my way back up to it.
All right.
So what I'm seeing about El Gerofante is like the tried and true way. And so the tried and true way that you think of when you think of like making money and saving money, I think our advice here is we don't have any life hacks. The traditional way of making money and saving money is working hard and not spending that money.
Boring.
Well, I didn't.
You're losing them. You're losing everyone.
All right. If you just pay 9 payments of $99.99, we will give you the secrets of making money and saving money without any effort at all today. And right now we're having a sale. We'll knock off one of those payments if you buy now.
Yeah. And I'll give you a little hint. Part of the advice, offer classes on how to make money.
Welcome to our podcast about podcasting. Don't clean those cards up.
No, still talking. You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Please go on.
You interrupted me talking about my great advice. Not even my great advice. The card's a great advice, which is no shortcuts, no hacks. Making money involves hard work, and saving money involves denying yourself pleasures. And the wand cards indicate how you've been thinking about this stuff, which is like pursuing your passions, pursuing the things that excite you, and not really heeding the consequences. Whereas the Hierophant is a reminder that like, while it's fun to be that way, that you have to do what you know is right, even though it kind of stinks.
Adding to what you're saying,
please.
I think that looking at this layout for a little bit, we've got the wands and the wands, and we've got it's two court cards wands, so it's wands that are in full effect, like you're actively pursuing the things that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to the future, which is a major arcana card, and so that indicates to me that we're looking at things that are before this event and after this event. As far as like, it's a big event in your life,
right?
Everything in your life will be set up to be either before this happened or after this happened. And I think that unfortunately I have to completely agree with Ben that up to this point, you've been prioritizing your passions and really going for the things that you've prioritized, but it's going to take some real work on your part and not just following the passions in order to turn this into successful and fulfilling money-making opportunities.
Yeah. And I think I just want to add a small caveat, which is that, you know, if you're passionate about something like writing, if writing is a passion of yours, we're not saying that you have to stop doing that. But if your passions are like buying hundreds of tarot decks.
Do that.
Maybe don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now,
so like,
now I kind of understand what you're saying about not doing what you want to do in order to save money. So yeah. Like when I get hungry, I can choose whether I want to waste money on just gaining more weight or if I want to save that money for a new tarot deck.
Yes.
Perfect.
I think you've got it.
Oh, I totally understand saving money now, folks.
All right. Well, now that Brian's learned a valuable lesson, we're leaving Queerance Corner. Wait, go back. We didn't leave. We're still here. Because I have more to say.
All right.
And I crave attention.
We're back.
Okay. What I was trying to say is like, whatever you're passionate about is like a thing. And that thing can be separate from spending money on that thing. So like, Brian is passionate about tarot reading. And he manifests that by buying tarot decks. However, Brian only needs one tarot deck to read tarot.
Yeah, and I do really like buying tarot decks. But the thing that keeps me involved in tarot is this podcast at the end of the day. And so this podcast, I did make an investment to start this podcast as far as equipment and stuff. But this podcast has pretty much just fixed costs. Mm-hmm. And I pursue this passion because it's something that I really enjoy doing. I just also buy a bunch of tarot decks along with it.
So pretty much anything you're passionate about at its core does not involve spending money. And you should still do whatever that is.
Well, if you're a skydiver,
okay,
then it's a pretty expensive hobby.
Maybe.
You're
kind of stepping on my great wisdom.
Yeah, I'm stepping on your wisdom because I think that an investment does need to be made a lot of times in order to get into something.
Yeah.
But you have to look at things, whether they're an investment or whether they're just spending.
Okay. I think that's good. And I think that perhaps Bunny's already made the investment given our wands cards.
Yeah. And it's going to be a matter, given El Garafante card, of really getting disciplined and figuring out how to maximize the output from those passionate endeavors.
The Amateur Financial Advice Podcast.
All right. So now are we ready to...
Now we can leave.
Okay.
Note that for all of the times that you complain about me racing to the outro, that I stopped us from proceeding and spent even more time in Queerance Corner.
And you did. New year, new Ben.
Well, we'll see how long it lasts. Much like my gym membership.
Speaking of spending money, I got a gym membership when I moved into this attic.
Okay.
And that was in October ago. And then I went to the gym 5 times.
Good.
And then it was November of last year and I stopped going to the gym entirely.
Okay.
And so I bought 1 year of a gym membership because I had the money at the time. And then I went for 1 month.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
I was even going to use working out as an example. If that's something you're passionate about, you can buy some running shoes and do push-ups. And some free weights.
Why do you need running shoes to do push-ups?
Well, like, if you want to go do your cardio, you go run. And then if you want to do, like, exercise, you can do, like, push-ups and lift free weights. Mm. And that's all a fairly reasonable investment.
Yeah, it's an investment. Cool. So what were we talking about?
I don't know. We're just giving financial advice and talking to each other about things we waste money on.
What do you waste money on? What's your number one, like, oh, I wish I wasn't doing this, but I'm totally going to do it?
Probably board games.
Yeah.
I buy a lot of board games that I don't need to buy. I have enough, but I keep buying them.
Yeah. I feel like that's like tarot decks. Like variety really does add to
enjoyment. But it's also not necessary.
Lots of things aren't necessary. Okay.
All right.
We got real serious.
Person, what's something that you're spending a lot of money on? Listener, lol. What's something that you're spending a lot of money on that you probably don't need to be spending a lot of money on?
And don't say tarot decks, because I support your tarot deck habit.
You say the thing here.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, it takes a lot of courage to admit that. And, you know, just keep that in your mind next time that you're going to buy that thing.
Yeah. Think of things. Is this an investment or is this an expense?
Dang. That was so good. I've said a lot of BS on this show, and that was it.
All right. Well, let's...
I'm going to turn that into something.
Let's go ahead to the card of the week.
That was good.
Here we are, card of the week. Ben, are you excited?
I guess. I mean, a novel came out of the box that this book, that this tarot deck came in. It's nice that they gave you a tarot deck with your book.
Yeah, it's a Llewellyn box set, so it's got a big book with it. This is the Celtic Tarot this week, and we're using it for our card of the week, which is a card for everybody.
Yes.
It's a card.
You didn't have to buy this one, folks. Yeah, you're getting it for free.
And this is not a part of the class, so it's not the $99.99.
This is just like a little teaser to get you hooked.
Yeah. And once you're hooked,
we gotcha.
So let's go ahead and do the card of the week. This week, we're using the Celtic Tarot.
You said
tarot.
That.
Did I?
You told them. Okay. We talked about the book, that it was nice that they gave you a tarot deck with the book.
Nice.
All right. This
I think I'm getting old.
Could be. You're almost 40.
I am almost 40.
Ooh. You must be 39 or under to do the podcast, so.
Oh, no.
Sorry. It's just going to be me. All right. This.
Wait, why are you apologizing? You're the one that's really suffering here.
Yeah, but you like the show.
Yeah.
It's like we're both losing.
I guess I have to not turn 40.
All right. Well, it's a deck, and it looks a lot like you'd expect a tarot deck to look.
Fair enough. I think I know how many stars this is going to get.
Two.
Oh.
What did you think? One?
I thought it was going to be three because it's just a tarot deck.
No, it looks like a tarot deck that you'd expect a tarot deck to look like, but arbitrarily, it's not for me.
Fair
enough.
So
it gets two stars.
All right. What is it that makes it two stars as opposed to three stars?
I don't know. I just don't like the art style that much. The people are kind of like weird. They're like too gaunt. And they're in the uncanny valley of being too real, but too fake.
Okay. Cool.
That's it. Arbitrary and capricious.
I do like that Ace of Wands I just saw on the bottom of the deck, though.
I did see the Ace of Coins, which was a good card. But then I saw other cards that I didn't like as much.
Maybe all the aces are pretty cool.
Could be. We'll see if we get one. If we do, magic is real.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what you just did, but it upset me with the shuffling.
They were already out of order.
All right. Yeah, because I don't think I've ever shuffled this deck. I got it in a swap.
Oh, okay.
This is the first time it's been opened here.
So I should wash my hands?
Probably.
We don't know where that deck's been.
I don't know where it came from.
All right.
All right.
Go, flip.
The Two of Swords.
Magic is not real.
Nope.
All right. The Two of Swords, we have a woman sitting on a stone block, kind of on a beach. She's got the two swords crossed across her chest, and she's blindfolded.
And from the big book that came with it, this is pretty good art.
Maybe it's not a two-star deck for you. Maybe you should keep it then in your swap.
Yeah, this one's not going to the swap because the swap is tonight and I still have to do work on the website.
Okay.
So this would go in the next swap, if anything.
But just because I gave it two stars doesn't mean you have to get rid of it.
When Ben gives a deck one or two stars, I take it to a tarot swap at a meetup. And so he's giving these decks essentially a death sentence.
Swap's a good way to save money, though.
If I brought back as many decks as I left.
Yes.
Which I don't. Well, okay, so the Two of Swords from the Celtic Tarot. Did I say that it was the Celtic Tarot already?
No, tell them more about the Celtic Tarot. It's right. A book that comes with a tarot deck.
Actually, the book is called Branches of the Celtic Tarot. Okay, the Two of Swords. Keywords. Indecision. Ignorance. Fear of what may come. At first glance, it appears the figure in this card may be acting defensively, but this observation would be incorrect. The swords are not held poised as if ready for battle. On the contrary, they serve to protect, albeit futilely, the fragile state of the individual's mind. Notice the landscape around her.
Okay.
It's almost devoid of color, stripped of joy and wonder. The sea is behind her, and whilst she surely must be aware of it, she ignores that too. Maybe for her to turn around and allow the power of the sea to wash over her thoughts, her heart might explode into a red mist. On the other hand,
okay.
It may be healed. She, however, is not going to take the risk.
It's not a risk that I'm willing to take. That does not seem like a good risk-reward trade-off.
Man. All the cards that occupy the second position in the minor arcana refer to relationships, the making of conscious decisions, and having wisdom to implement them to human experience. Here we see almost an antithesis of these qualities, for it does not seem apparent there is a relationship here at all. But of course, there is. This individual is experiencing a tumultuous relationship with her own mind, and it is slowly killing her and separating her from everything that could be wondrous in her life. Happy New Year, everybody.
Does it say that?
No. The human mind is as powerful as an atomic bomb. More so, for it was the human mind that created such tools of destruction. This ability to use our mind to poison and destroy starts when we stop listening to ourselves and the heart turns sour by means of a poisoned mind. Divinatory meaning.
So, oh, jeez.
You are faced with a situation where indecision will lead only to separation, numbness, and potential toxicity.
I feel like we could have just started there.
Yeah, but it was on another page, so I didn't know.
Who knew?
Yeah. It may be that you have taken on so much that you cannot see the way ahead clearly. Amidst all these choices, it makes more sense to you to simply shut yourself away and ignore them. This will not alleviate the issue. It will be there waiting for you when you least expect it. This is a card of someone firmly sitting on the fence, too scared to move forward lest something goes horribly wrong. But is there really anything to suggest it will? I just want to say, earlier they said that if she turned and looked at the sea, her heart would explode in a red mist.
Sounds like there's something that could bad happen.
Take off that blindfold. You're more than capable of doing so. After all, it was you who positioned it in the first place, Burn. Your mental and emotional well-being are being hindered by indecision, and overthinking the situation will do no good. Your heart does not need protecting. It needs to be set free. Here endeth the reading.
Man.
So.
What did that all mean?
What does that mean? It means don't turn around and look at the... Don't turn around and look at the sea or your heart will explode in a red mist.
So don't do that.
But otherwise, don't let indecision stop you from making an important choice this week.
Good.
Don't freeze up when faced with a difficult situation. And that in itself is a challenge, but the advice from the card is to just let yourself intellect your way through it and you'll be able to come out on the other side having made a decision. And that's the important thing.
Good.
Cool. We did it. All right. Here we are.
Now, what was that smart thing you said? Is it an investment or is it
an expense?
An expense. Great stuff. That's like a TED talk right there.
Maybe I should apply to be a banker somewhere.
Okay. That's a thought.
It is a thought.
All right. Thank you very much to Bunny for asking us a great question and setting us off on a whole world of financial advice.
Yeah. And thanks to all you lols for listening this week and for showing up every week, despite the fact that we keep doing what we do.
And a special double thanks to our platinum level lols who have invested 9 payments of $99.99 into our school, gain weight, lose money, and find true love.
And also to our diamond tier members who are members of the group who signed on early. And just so you know, if you... get in now, you can start offering those classes to people and you can make your own money. So it really, we all help each other. We all feed each other in this, I guess it's some sort of triangle of beneficence.
Sure. A pyramid perhaps.
Yeah. Like a pyramid, something stable like the Egyptians yeah, had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. A pyramid of beneficence. All right. Where do we go now?
Now, a moment of silence for all the laws we lost along the way.
No refunds. Right. You can find us online at amateurtarot.com. That's a website. Brian's desperate for clicks. Please go there. It's all he has.
You can email us questions at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. You can also email us straight from the website
if
you want to click on that. But yeah, amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
We have a phone number, 314-325-6047. You could be the second caller.
Yeah, and if you are the second caller and you call within 10 minutes of us recording this episode, I will give you a baggie full of amateur tarot pins and stickers.
Nice. Then...
honestly, if you just write in, I will probably send you a sticker and a pin if you ask for it.
You do have to give Brian your mailing address, though, which...
Yeah.
All right. We're on Twitter at Tarot Amateur and on Instagram at Amateur Tarot. And then Brian, of course, is on Twitter at Zen Iron Man. One day we'll learn what that's about.
And Ben is on the internet, not Twitter, but he's on the internet at imakingallthisup.com. And at imakingallthisup.com, Ben writes thoughtful essays that catapult you into the next level of your life.
Thank you. We are on Facebook.
And that is Amateur Tarot, both the group and the page.
So go there, join the conversation, join the Pyramid of Beneficence.
Yeah, join the Pyramid of Beneficence. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything. It helps us out a lot. It helps other lols to find the show so that we don't have to rely solely on you to buy the classes.
Yeah, we would appreciate it. And thank you to climate change because it's winter, but not that cold out today.
Yeah, so. I didn't have to wear a coat this morning.
Yeah, so that's nice sometimes, that little surprise. Now it's good. In 20 years, it will be bad, but now it's fine.
Oh, 20 years. That is really optimistic that we'll be around. There's a lot of climate change going on.
Well, on that note...
Well, spoiler alert, magic is real. All of these cards are outside. I mean, this just has the outside coming in, but... The knight is always outside, but we have the queen.
She's normally outside, isn't she?
I guess I always think of them in a castle because they're on a throne, but they are outside.
Yep.
Yeah, never mind.
Sorry to ruin that for you.
My observation is meaningless.